Ayeuna nyata poe pemadam kebakaran.
Today is Firefighters Day.
Jalma ngabudidayakeun pemadam seuneu di Tula.
People celebrate firefighters in Tula.
Ayeuna seueur kagiatan pikeun sadayana.
There are many activities for everyone.
Aya kaulinan jeung kontes.
There are games and contests.
Anak-anak resepe kana mobil kebakaran.
Children are happy with the fire trucks.
Pemadam kebakaran bongkeun kumaha cara ngagunakeun selang seuneu.
Firefighters show how to use the fire hose.
Kulawarga ningali jeung diajar ngeunaan stasiun seuneu.
Families watch and learn about the fire station.
Aya seueur jalma di acara.
There are many people at the event.
Mereka tuang kadaharan jeung ngaraoskeun musik.
They eat food and enjoy the music.
Ieu mangsa khusus pikeun sadayana.
It is a special day for everyone.
Dan nyata layanan streaming olahraga.
DAZN is a sports streaming service.
Tanunjukkeun lobana kajadian olahraga kajalma.
It shows many sports events to people.
Dan gaduh kontrak jeung Ligue Hiji.
DAZN has a contract with Ligue 1.
Ligue Hiji mangrupakeun liga bal di Perancis.
Ligue 1 is a football league in France.
Akhir-akhir ieu dan ngomongin bakal eureun nembongkeun kaulinan Ligue Hiji.
Recently, DAZN said it will stop showing Ligue 1 games.
Berita ieu ngagerakeun loba penggemar.
This news surprised many fans.
Panjara hoyong nyaho kunaon ieu lumangsung.
Fans want to know why this happened.
Sababaraha ansmarah ngeunaan warta.
Some fans are angry about the news.
Aranjeuna mikir intahan teu adil.
They think it is not fair.
Dan keur milarian kemitraan anyar.
DAZN is looking for new partnerships now.
Maranehanana bakal mendakan solusi anu langkung had.
They hope to find a better solution.
Bella Hadid mangrupikeun model anu kaunter.
Bella Hadid is a famous model.
Mantenan sok sanesa.
She always wears stylish clothes.
Pakana namahana datan gampang tapi elegan.
Her outfits are often simple yet elegant.
Anjeun cinta kain bros.
She loves sheer fabrics, too.
Tampilanna sok jelas.
Her look is always on point.
Bella uninga kumaha carana nambahan pikeun sagala kasempetan.
Bella knows how to dress for any occasion.
Anjeun sering gahijikeun gaya klasik sareng modern.
She often combines classic and modern styles.
Mod asiona dirka kuloba jalma.
Her fashion sense is admired by many.
Manha nyeun katingal anu ngainspirasi batur.
She creates looks that inspire others.
Loba jalma nuturkeun maneh pikeun inspirasi.
Many people follow her for inspiration.
Pengaruh Bella dina modet kuat.
Bella's influence in fashion is strong.
Gaya unik na nyeun pernyataan.
Her unique style makes a statement.
Manha terus mangaruhan dunya asion.
She continues to influence the fashion world.
Asian Bella Hadid ngainspirasi seueur pencinta Asian.
Bella Hadid's fashion inspires many fashion lovers.
Dina di dunya ayeuna, pendidikan ngalawan seueur tantangan.
In today's world, education is facing numerous challenges.
Salah sahiji masalah utama nyata kurangna sumber daya di seueur sakola.
One major issue is the lack of resources in many schools.
Murid sering mendakan dirina jeung buku teks nu heubeul.
Students often find themselves with outdated textbooks.
Saha masalah signifikan nyata burnout guru.
Another significant challenge is teacher burnout.
Nalika guru ditangkal, siswa og sangsara.
When teachers are overwhelmed, students also suffer.
Kolotoping kadang-kadang susah pikeun ngarojong pendidikan anak-anakna.
Parents sometimes struggle to support their children's education.
Sababaraha sakola nuju ngupayakeun tode inovatif pikeun ngalibetkeun murid.
Some schools are trying innovative methods to engage students.
Integrasi teknologi nyata hiji pendekatan anu janjina.
Technology integration is one promising approach.
Kalayan latihan anu sasuai, guru tiasa ningkatkeun kaahlianana.
With proper training, teachers can enhance their skills.
Kolaborasi di antara para pendidik penting kanggo perbaikan.
Collaboration among educators is essential for improvement.
Antukna, nangtung jeung tantangan ieu mangrupakeun kunci pikeun mangsa nu leuwih sah.
Ultimately, addressing these challenges is key to a better future.
Dina di jaman nu ditandan ku kamajuan teknologis gancang, konsep diajar sapanjang hirup geus jadi leuwih penting.
In an era marked by rapid technological advancements, the concept of lifelong learning has become increasingly pertinent.
Siswa sapopot diajak pikeun nerapkeun ieu pikiran ti umur anu awal.
Students today are encouraged to adopt this mindset from an early age.
Pendekatan ieu nyokong rasa panas sareng ngembangkeun kamampuan mikir kritis.
This approach fosters curiosity and cultivates critical thinking skills.
Ngabungkuskeun diajar salami hirup kana kurikulum tiasa sacara signifikan ningkatkeun hasil pendidikan.
Incorporating lifelong learning into curricula can significantly enhance educational outcomes.
Sakumaha jalma-jalma mekar sacara profesional, komitmen pikeun atikan kontinu janten penting.
As people evolve professionally, a commitment to continuous education becomes imperative.
Sumber digital nyayogikeun aks anu teu disebatkeun pikeun informasi pikeun pembelajar sapanjang umur.
Digital resources provide unparalleled access to information for lifelong learners.
Nalika model pendidikan ngarobih, jadi strategi urang pikeun ngalibetkeun para siswa og kedah dirobih.
As educational models change, so too must our strategies for engaging learners.
Lembaga pendidikan kedah ngaringkes pergeseran paradigma ieu pikeun tet prelean.
Educational institutions must embrace this paradigm shift to remain relevant.
Akhirna, budaya pembelajaran sepanjang hayat ngagantungkeun kahirupan pribadi jeung profesional.
Ultimately, a culture of lifelong learning enriches both personal and professional lives.
Ku ngaroncakeun hiji lingkungan nu nguntungkeun pikeun pertumbuhan, kami nyiapkeun jalma pikeun tantangan anu bakal datang.
By fostering an environment conducive to growth, we prepare individuals for future challenges.
Kusabab, imperatif tina nerapkeun gairah pikeun diajar salami hirup teu tiasa dibantah.
Therefore, the imperative of instilling a passion for lifelong learning cannot be overstated.
Dina 2025, seueur jalma mendakanin aranjeunna henteu nampi cek stimulusna.
In 2025, many individuals discovered that they had not received their stimulus checks.
Kasang tukang eta nyababkeun ombak pananya anu ditujukeun ka kantor pamarentah.
This oversight prompted a wave of inquiries directed towards government offices.
Pikeun ngurangan kabingungan, para pejabat ngadamel prosedur basajan pikeun ngaku pembayaran ieu.
To mitigate confusion, officials devised a straightforward procedure for claiming these payments.
Mimiti, hiji jalma kedah ngumpulkeun sadaya dokumen anu relevan, kalebet pangembalian pajak sareng itikasi.
Firstly, one must gather all relevant documentation, including tax returns and identification.
Saterusna, pamiarsa kedah ngalengkepan ormulir pendataran resmi secara akurat.
Next, applicants should complete the official application form accurately.
Sakali aplikasi geus dikirim, sabar penting sabab waktos pros bisa rupa-rupa.
Once the application is submitted, patience is paramount as processing times can vary.
Sanggeusna, hiji bisa ngalacak status klaimna online.
Subsequently, one can track the status of their claim online.
Dina sakumaha ayabdana, aksi langsung kudu diambil.
In case of discrepancies, immediate action must be taken to rectify any issues.
Waktu terakhir kanggo ngedalkeun cek stimulus outstanding nyata 3 Desember.
The final deadline for claiming outstanding stimulus checks is December 31st.
Para pendatar dianjurkan untuk ngasuh klaimna pasna pikeun ngajamin proses tepat waktu.
Applicants are strongly advised to submit their claims promptly to ensure timely processing.
Sikap anu rajin pasti baris hasil anu positif.
A diligent approach will undoubtedly yield positive results.
Kunuturkeun pedoman ieu, individu bisa ngalungkeun pros kalayan percaya diri.
By adhering to these guidelines, individuals can navigate the process with confidence.